This is the duplicate tape of Mrs. May Wong's interview from original 90 minutes to 60 minute tape.
Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mrs. May Wong on October 27, 1979 by Sue Ellen Chan and Munson Park. Mrs. Wong, may I ask if you can tell us about your parents, where they came from, and canton or which county, about their background?
Well, they came from Toisan, a village, as far as I can understand.
Both your father and mother?
Yes.
And around what year, do you remember, they ever talk about it?
Well, I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
The year they were born.
Are you happy with
that? Oh, yeah.
May I ask what your father did when he came to the United States?
Well, he tried many things, as I understand it. He tried to grow rice. Rice at one time up near Calusa, Northern California. And as I understand it, he tried many things, and finally he went to San Francisco and had met someone, and he was an herbalist, and he thought, well, this is something. So he educated himself as an herbalist, and that is what he became, an herbalist.
Uh-huh. He never learned it in
formally,
China.
No. This is after he came to the States.
Mm-hmm. He arrived in San Francisco first.
As I understand it, in the Northern California area, yes.
I see. And when did he come to Los Angeles?
He came to Long Beach in 1920, approximately 1922, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And how long was he in Long Beach?
He was in Long Beach. When I was 11, 24. About, I would say, between 10 and 12 years.
And then moved to Los Angeles. Is Chinatown or?
Oh, no, he never lived in my Chinatown.
Oh, I see.
In southwest part of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Do you know exactly which street?
Yes, 4624 South Figueroa.
South
Figueroa.
Figueroa, oh, yeah. I see.
He opened an office in Long Beach, an herbalist office. And then he also opened one in
Los Angeles.
Two in Los Angeles.
Oh, two in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. One was at this Figueroa Street and the other was on Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
So he had three.
Yeah. So the whole family lived in Los Angeles or in Long Beach. He thinks that he had so many offices.
Well, no. A 8 of the children were born in San Francisco, but mm-hmm. 2 were born in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a dream that all his sons would come into the business with him. And consequently, it was called S.P. Lee and Sons.
Mm-hmm.
And the offices were to be taken over by the sons.
How many sons?
He had 6 sons. Incidentally, they all are in the doctors or something.
Any herbalists?
Yes, the 3 elder ones tried to combine herbs with the Western medicine. But evidently, as we you realize, this doesn't mix too well together.
Mm-hmm. So you were grew up in Long Beach?
Through junior high school.
Through
elementary school only. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Los Angeles.
Can you describe a little bit your childhood in Long Beach? What did you see your father do in those days?
Well, my father worked very hard. There was 10 children, and naturally there was a big gap in age, so the elder ones had already moved out, either away in school, etc. Also, my father believed that children should have an education in Chinese, so all the boys were sent to China for schooling.
Mm-hmm.
2 of the boys went to Beijing, and David went to Lingnan, and so they were constantly, some of them were gone, and the little ones were at home. Father woke up very early, as I remember, always at the break of dawn, and he'd water, and he'd go off to work, and then he'd come home.
Did you live like in the back quarter of the store, or is the office separate from where you live?
In Long Beach, it was separate.
And your mother helped your father in the store, or?
No. Mother was strictly busy with the children.
Mm-hmm. Mother ever did any outside work besides housework?
No.
Yes, when were you born?
1924.
So, do you have a lot of a Chinese neighborhood?
No, we never lived in a Chinese area. We were always the only Chinese.
So, you didn't have Chinese kids play with?
Never, no. It was a it was unusual if we did. We were one of the first Chinese.
Did you go to Chinese school then?
Well, in Long Beach, my father hired a tutor from Los Angeles because there was about 4 or 5 of us.
So, how long did you take in Chinese with this private teacher?
A private teacher from the time, before we moved, I guess it must have been. Well, I must have started when I was about 8. And then when we moved to Los Angeles around when I was just going to start junior high, then I would go to the public school, Chinese public school.
Hmm. Right. Which school?
I went to Zhonghua. I went to every school there was, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I started out, we went to Zhonghua on Adams, and we went to Zhonghua on 10th Street. I also went to Zhonghua on 23rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been through them all.
Mm-hmm.
And right after junior high school, I'd walk over to the school, and I'd never get home until after dark.
Mm-hmm. So, do you remember approximately how many students there in Chinese school?
Oh yes, I graduated from junior high school and Chinese school, and I was, the whole school, I think there was about 50 at least. I wouldn't swear to it, it's a little hard for me to remember.
Mm-hmm.
I can still remember the little house that we were in, so maybe it wasn't that.
It's around
that
number.
So
when you were in Long Beach, when you went to this elementary school, public school, was there any Chinese students?
besides your own sisters and brothers?
No, I wouldn't say that. Mm-hmm.
Did you find yourself very different from other American students?
No, I was used to it. I mean, I never knew anything else.
I see. So you usually play with the American neighbors,
kids.
Yeah. Did you speak Chinese at home?
Only to my mother.
Not even with your father?
No.
And your father will speak with you?
In English.
I see. Cool.
Most of the time they were just orders, things that you could do, my mother telling you to eat.
And some of the brothers and sisters, you're always talking
English.
Okay. You speak Khoisan at home then?
Yes, it was a village dialect.
I see. So you were in Los Angeles, and did you ever go visit Chinatown?
Oh, yes.
The So your parents brought you to Chinatown, or just for special occasion, or go there visiting relatives, friends?
Oh, we just go to Chinatown to eat and to buy groceries.
How often?
My father shopped every week.
Every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did he shop the medicine from Chinatown? Or
he ordered them from China.
From China.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any special thing that he had, to raise, himself? Any special herbs or animals or anything like snacks?
Snakes.
Well, no, but he did. Form his own formula of making herbs into a powder form.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the herb itself.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us quite a few of us learned how to, what you call in Chinese, jiap yap. In other words, we filled out the prescription. I know I did.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were in Los Angeles, then it was a home office situation,
mm-hmm.
where the office is downstairs and the home is upstairs. So consequently, I know my sister and I helped.
That would mean that you would have had to read Chinese because...
Oh, yes.
Because a lot of the prescriptions, as I remember when I was a kid, the herbalist or the doctor would walmuck and then write something.
That's right. He writes it in the amount and we just... It was easy to pick up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Long Beach, do you know most of his patient or the customer Chinese or American?
They're all Caucasian.
They're all Caucasian. Mm-hmm. How do they know?
Word of mouth and recommendation.
Do your father ever put out an advertisement?
Yes, he had a booklet called Nature's Way to Health.
I see.
He put that out. And he did a lot of business through testimonials. In other words, someone would come to him and they would get results and they would write and so this is the way he got out of his
business. Yeah. And how about in Los Angeles? The same thing? Caucasian?
All Caucasian.
More Caucasian. He ever visited the Chinese patient in Chinatown occasionally?
Oh, no.
Never did that.
Mm-hmm. Patients come to you, you know. He didn't make house calls and such. No.
Do you remember approximately how much he charged each patient?
Well, I think it was $7 to $10 a week, approximately, for a week's supply of herbs, which would include a little bag with a variety of herbs in it, and you were to boil that in water, and it was bitter, of course, and there would be enough for a week's supply.
I see.
This was back when, about early the 20s, I guess, that this was in the charge.
I'd say the 30s.
The 30s.
When you were helping, because in Long Beach, you were not helping. So
oh, no.
So you wouldn't know the price.
This is after I was in high school, but I'd say it was 7 to 10, as I remember, a week.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your father has to do all the preparation, like cutting certain herbs, roots.
Well, they came all prepared, and all we did was they would come in for consultation, he'd diagnose what it was, then he would write the prescription, he'd bring it out to us, we'd fill it up, then they would, he'd deliver it to them, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. He never make medicine tablet or something?
Well, that's what I say. Later, I can remember later, because the herbs are so bulky and they were getting really hard to get, he would buy certain ones and he'd have them make into a powder form. And that was the other type. And these would come in a little small envelope and it would just be a teaspoon of powder. Mm-hmm. It was also different powders mixed together. Mm-hmm. And it would be either the bulk form or the concentrated form.
Mm-hmm. He made it himself?
Yes,
like
he had it made. He had
you
it
have
made.
A special machine to do
yes,
that?
Yes, he had it made in some place, I don't know.
It's not at home.
No. Plus he did later on make tablets too.
Mm-hmm. And it made somewhere else, it's not there.
No, it was made somewhere
else. I see.
What inspired your father to come to Long Beach in the first place as a place to open an office? Did he ever say?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I never asked him.
Did you ever ask him about why he moved down Los Angeles from San Francisco?
No.
Just the whole family came. Oh, of course, you were not born.
I wasn't born yet. Yeah, that's right. Probably one of my older brothers might know.
Mm-hmm. So you have 10 children in the family,
mm-hmm.
and all of them went to school?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They all graduate from high school or college or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Most of them went to Southern California schools then, I guess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which school did they go, like your brother and sister?
Well, the eldest one went to chiropractic school, the second one went to the School of Osteopaths and Surgeons, and three of them went there because my number two brother was one of the first to go there.
Oh, first yeah. Chinese?
Well, one of, yeah, uh-huh. And one brother went to Loma Linda Medical School, and another one went to Jared went to Stanford and College of Osteopaths and Physicians. Most of them went there.
Stanford, when?
I beg your pardon?
Stanford, when? Would you remember?
After the war.
After the war.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And I went to USC, and my sister went to USC. And my other two sisters went to LACC in the old days it was called. I don't know what it's called now. It was LAJC in those days.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's City College.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you mentioned that your father always wanted your brothers to take over his business or continue to do the same, like in herbalist business.
Or in medicine.
In medicine.
Uh-huh.
And did your brother ever learn from him? Like homework with him?
Well, I never watched them, but I guess they did because they all knew it.
Mm-hmm.
All the three older ones knew the business. In fact, yes, they did go into it. So they must have learned from my dad.
Mm-hmm. But your father never taught you or your sister about the medicine and herbs?
Well, he taught us how to fill the prescription, but he
didn't say what they were good for or what problems, things like
no.
that, what you would prescribe for
no.
certain cases.
No.
Yeah.
So when you were young, whenever you got sick or not comfortable with, have upset stomach or something, you probably just have these Chinese for medicine.
That's right. That's why we were afraid to get sick, because we didn't want to have to take that bitter medicine.
That's, so you never tried other like aspirin or something, Western American medicine?
Not when I was young, no.
And did your mother ever prepare any kind of food, you know, with herbs?
Oh, just the chicken soup when you have to have a baby, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's just supposed to do something or other.
Yeah.
Do you know what they put?
Oh, yeah.
The ingredients?
Sort of. Well, I think she used wine more than herbs.
Mm-hmm.
But the herbs were mainly in the soups like lo mein or something.
Lo mein. What does lo mein consist of?
Geiji and some of those. You know.
I don't.
Waisan, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Waisan, geiji, and... I forget, it's like... Again, it's a little stick. It's sort of a... Gee, it's been so many years I've forgotten. It's sort of a... Well, I could remember what they sell in the
stores. I see. Do you use a special thing like baozaiyun nowadays?
A what?
Baozaiyun.
Is that those little red things?
Those little red things.
I don't.
Little red pellets.
But in the old days, did you ever take those things?
Well, I imagine once in a while I saw them around. But
Okay. When you were in Long Beach, you went to school and the American kids treat you nicely, or they take you as a friend, or they have certain kind of discrimination against you?
I was probably discriminated against, but I didn't know it.
Never felt it.
Well, why do you say that now?
Well, I was very quiet, and I used to feel ashamed that I did well in school because they would always tease me that I was so smart.
Mm-hmm.
But I was such a quiet person that I just felt that I just felt
quite left out.
No, I wasn't. I just thought it would be nice to be
in the group.
No, blonde and blue-eyed or something, but I guess I just was too dumb, you know.
So not this felt a little different, I guess.
Yeah, I knew.
You
I
wish
was
that you were like them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever like play with them, you know, every single games, or sometimes they will not let you go in and participate?
Oh no, I didn't have that.
You mean you never play with them, or?
Well, no, they didn't discriminate me. I guess they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
If they did, I was too dumb to know.
I guess they were too dumb to do it, so I think
no,
kids, well, kids really don't.
Well, you know, when you're kids, really,
kids don't,
but when
don't
you
sense
not
it.
Intentional.
Right,
yeah.
But when you go, when you went to this junior high or senior high, did you feel that, you know, certain activities you want to participate in, you won't be able to get into, like it says, certain social club or something?
No, I think so.
Did you?
I was automatically eliminated from after school activities because I had to go directly to Chinese school, so I figured this is my, I never knew any different, so I never signed up for anything.
I see, because you didn't have chance.
Right.
And what did your father, you know, teach you about? Because you say that your father always just give order. What kind of order he gave?
What kind of orders?
Study?
No. I can't recall right now, but we never were able to talk. We weren't supposed to talk back or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. You feel more close to your mother or more close to your father?
Well, to tell you the truth, neither.
The eldest distance.
Traditional family, in other words.
They
the
have
kids
to,
have their place, right?
That's right.
The parents have
Children
their place.
Children are to be
so
seen
it.
And not heard.
On school, let me ask, was there an emphasis on getting a good education in your family? Sounds like all your brothers, you know, became doctors and so on, and finally all the daughters also went to college and so on. But was that a big emphasis when you were young?
I didn't remember it as such. I just took for granted. But no, yeah. Not really.
None of the children didn't want to go to school, and the father and mother has to push very hard.
No, never.
You are a good kid. So, did your father make a very good out of his business?
Oh yeah.
So the whole family actually did not to suffer through the, you know, even during the Depression years.
Well, what is your, depends on what your definition of a suffer. I wouldn't call it suffer. We had food to eat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you didn't know any better and you slept three to bed and got three meals a day. I mean, I don't call that suffering.
Mm-hmm. Your mother didn't have to go out and work and get extra money.
She was unable to. She's been totally uneducated, and she didn't speak a word of English because she had all these children to raise.
Mm-hmm.
She raised chickens. That was for our own. That was for ourselves, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can still remember that.
And she grew
vegetables. Yeah. But, we don't consider that a hard suffering.
Did you have to help her in raising chickens?
No.
So she's the only one doing all the work?
Yeah, she's a typical Chinese mother. Raise the children and that's it.
Mm-hmm. In Los Angeles office, did your mother help your father?
No.
So she's the one always taking care of the housework.
That's
and
right.
Nothing to do with the business.
Oh, no.
Would you think that's very typical Chinese
yes.
women?
Oh, yes. I was brought up on that.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever teach you that the Chinese women are supposed to do this, or you're not supposed to go out too much? This thing.
She didn't teach me as such, but I knew what her feelings were on it.
Like if you go out,
supposed to be back at midnight.
Did your mother ever go out for certain recreation? Or
no.
Your father?
No, my mother, no.
Never really go out, even for watching like movies
she
or Chinese opera?
Understand
or not
she
even
had time. Absolutely no form of recreation.
Did you have any women friends, like in the neighborhood, who would drop by and they'd
no.
get together?
That would be your only recreation if someone drove her to visit another Chinese family.
I see.
Or if another Chinese family came over. That would be the only time she was able to enjoy herself and communicate with someone else.
And no play games like mahjong or... How about your father? Did he ever go out to movies or
no?
Ever taking kids to the park or
no time because it's
no time working too hard. How about yourself?
My father later on took up shuffleboard and later traveled a little.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother didn't do anything.
How about among your sisters and brothers, including yourself? Did you go out for any recreation?
Oh yes, I played tennis.
Tennis?
I was a tomboy. All the children did all the things most other kids did.
Mm-hmm. Most of the other American kids did.
Oh, yeah.
You ever play any Chinese game?
We don't know any Chinese.
Did you ever go to any Chinese movies or Chinese opera?
No, because we didn't understand it.
Even mm-hmm. you speak Chinese.
But we spoke a village dialect. We right. didn't understand it. Yet.
How do you know you didn't understand? You ever tried once at least?
Oh, yes. When we go to church, you couldn't understand. I couldn't. Even speaking for myself, I couldn't. Because once in a while, the parents would take us to Chinese church and sing in Chinese.